I'll call the board back in session. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11972, DNA Brittingham Family Limited Partnership is seeking a special use exception to place a billboard, sections 115-80, 115-81, 115-195, 159.5, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the east side of Coastal Highway Route 1, northbound at Broad Kill Road, Route 16. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 83. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a special use exception to install a 12 foot by 48 foot billboard that will be 35 feet high on the property described in the application. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris Coyle, 6 West Side Drive, Rover Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening. My name's still David Hutt. I'm still with the same law firm, Harris James Wilson, Hubbard & Byard, and I was given strict instructions to make this a fast application, so I'll do my best. For this application, I'm representing Stafford Street Capital, LLC, which is the applicant seeking to install what the code refers to as an off-premise sign, and everybody also calls a billboard. The proposal is to install it at the intersection of Route 1 and Route 16, which you all would also know as Broad Kill Road. With me tonight, who was just sworn in, is Chris Khalil. He's one of the principals of Stafford Street Capital. As was indicated, tonight's application is a special use exception to place an off-premises sign on the property that is shown on your screen presently. As you know, Sussex County adopted a new sign ordinance last summer, early fall, and I believe, if my records are correct, this is the second off-premise billboard application you've seen under the new sign ordinance. As you likely recall, under the new sign ordinance, there are no variances for off-premises signs, so much to the relief of everybody behind me, we won't have to go through those five factors. The only question under the code for this application is whether or not it meets the special use exception standard, which, as the board knows, is whether or not it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and the neighboring properties. As I indicated a moment ago, the property is at the intersection of Route 1 and 16. As you can see on the screen, to the right of the property or east of the property, using directions, is the Rookery Golf Course. As you can see, the property is surrounded by roads on three sides. On the western side, it has Coastal Highway or Route 1. On the northern side is Route 16 or Broad Kill Road, and on the eastern side is Lank Road, which I do believe is a tribute to the former planning and zoning director, Lawrence Lank. The property is currently and has for appreciable history of the property that we will be looking at been tilled. And if you look in the exhibit notebook at tab 4, you will see the Google Earth aerial imagery that shows the site with a thumbtack. And if you look just beyond that, you'll see a picture showing the agricultural use of the property, which is also visible on the tax map, which is on the screen. Those same tax maps, but without the aerial imagery, are contained in tab 2. First is just the outline of the property, and then you'll see the zoning, which again, the red signifying C1 property, which is the appropriate zoning classification for an off-premises or billboard sign. Tab 2 is the deed for the property. When it was read in, it was noted that the property belongs to D.A. Brittingham Family Limited Partnership. Stafford Street Capital has an easement with the owner of the property for the erection of the billboard as shown on the site plan or survey, which is included in your exhibit notebook at tab 5. As you know, typically this would be when we would talk about the distances and the setbacks and whether or not there were any variances under the old sign ordinance, and that has been removed from the code, And so I'm happy to report that it does meet all the setback requirements because we couldn't otherwise place the off-premises sign on the property. You can see about the middle of the property is where the proposed sign is to be located. The setbacks are shown with a 40-foot setback along Route 1. You'll see the common theme of 40 feet along here, and that is because the property is somewhat unique in that it is a triangular island and surrounded on all sides by highways. You'll see on the northern edge of the property that the setback is shown as 150 feet, and that is because there is a dwelling across the street, and under the new sign ordinance, it is 150 feet from a property line used as a dwelling. The board's familiar with before, you would actually measure the distance between the dwelling itself to the sign, and it needed to be greater than 300 feet. That has been one of the modifications of the new sign ordinance. One of the other features of the new sign ordinance, which the board had started to undertake even prior to the enactment of the new sign ordinance, was that a letter of no objection is required from DLDOT. If you look in your exhibit notebook at tab 7, you will see the letter of no objection directed to Stafford Street Capital, indicating that there is no objection from DLDOT to the placement of the billboard as shown on the survey, which was included at tab 5 in your exhibit notebook. In addition, you will see at tab 8 the proposed sign, which, as was indicated when the application was read, that what is proposed is a 12 by 48 sign that is 35 feet high. Again, that is in compliance with the current requirements under the sign ordinance for a sign along a highway of like Route 1 that has multiple lanes. I know if I don't mention this, Mr. Sharp will ask me, so I will report to the board that the proposal is for a static billboard. This is not going to be an electronic message center, and so the applicant does not need to concern itself with the ambient dimming standards that are in the new sign ordinance. Finally, as many of you know, DLDOT has indicated through numerous public hearings and meetings that the intersection of Route 16 and Route 1 is going to be likely to be redone at some point in time. Included in the exhibit notebook at tab 6 is the most recent Route 1 and Route 16 grade separated intersection. These were the latest versions of what DLDOT is proposing to do at that intersection. And the applicant took the proposed reworking of that intersection into consideration in the placement of that you see in the site plan in the exhibit notebook in front of you. As I mentioned a moment ago, tonight's application is for a special use exception, and the standard for that is that it will not the granting of that exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. The reason that the installation of the proposed billboard will not affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties is first that the property is triangularly shaped and bordered by three roads, Route 1, 16, and Lank Road. Thus, it is not immediately adjacent to any property, a residential property, property used as a school, church, or otherwise. Second, the property is lies to the west of a fully developed golf course, and certainly a billboard will not have any adverse impact on a golf course. Finally, the proposed sign is located more than 300 feet from the nearest dwelling, which would actually have complied with the old billboard standard, but also obviously complies with a 150-foot standard from the property line. In addition, if DLDOT moves forward with the grade-separated intersection that is shown in your exhibit notebook, the dwellings that are on the north side of Broadkill Road will be acquired by the state of Delaware as part of the changing of that intersection. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Khalil if he would step up here, and I'm going to ask him the same question that I've asked the other three people, which is, you've heard the presentation I made to the board tonight, and were the facts set forth true and correct?
Yes.
And do you adopt those statements as your own?
I do.
For all those reasons, Stafford Street Capital asked the board to grant the requested special use exception, and Mr. Khalil and I are ready to answer any questions the board may have.
All righty, thank you. We'll start down with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
I do not.
No questions? Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
The only question I have, I can understand how he's going to put that sign there so people can see it. But now, since you're doing the road completely over again, stated, understand why that sign's going to sit like that now. I mean, when word was going to be out, I didn't really understand how it's really going to be visible enough, that old road, but when you're going to remodel that over again with the state, I can see where it's going to benefit now. No other questions? No.
Okay.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11972. I believe the applicant has sufficiently testified that this such an exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11972. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11972 is approved.